WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rock historian Ed Ward has a profile of two Mexican-American bands that had a heavy influence on post-punk bands like the Fleshtones, Joe King Carrasco, and Elvis Costello.
Oh, somebody help me!
We're hardly surprised when we think about the contributions Mexican Americans have made to rock and roll, and figures like Richie Valens from East LA or Freddie Fender from South Texas come into the conversation. But there are two other Mexican American groups you almost never hear people talk about. Neither of them is from a place that's a Hispanic stronghold, and, well, both of them are a little goofy. Take Domingo Zamudio, for instance. He was born in Dallas, but he became famous in Memphis, where he put his famous band together and recorded a song called Haunted House, which did okay locally. Then MGM Records signed them in 1965, and their first record sold 3 million copies.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
It was an unforgettable record, and once people got a look at Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, as Zamudio called his band, they didn't forget them either. The group draped themselves out in phony Egyptian clothes and rode around in their hearse from show to show, thanks to the fact that one of the guys in the band had been an undertaker. Like I said, goofy. And Zamudio didn't care. It was clear from the beginning that he loved the joke, and for a while the public did, too. They made his next record, Little Red Riding Hood, a smash.
Ow!
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
The band was getting better and the songs were getting funnier, but the problem is novelty groups seem to have a built-in burnout. Still, I just have to introduce you to Greenwich Grendel.
I know a chick, Grendel is her name. She's got a not a sight way out brain. She's got a mind like an IBM. But chances of loving her are mighty slim. She's Greenwich Grendel, the village queen. A rock and roll and beat the dream. She's so far out. She's in.
By 1967, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs were over, and their cleverest novelty yet only got to 54 on the charts.
Oh, that's bad!
No, that's good.
It was a Shaggy Dog record to beat them all, and I still laugh at it, even though I know how it turns out. But while Sam the Sham was in decline, up in the Saginaw Valley of Michigan, 21-year-old Rudy Martinez was on his way up with his band, a bunch of young kids who were part of Michigan's large migrant worker population. In fact, it was their organist, 15-year-old Frank Rodriguez, who made this band instantly famous. Listen to this.
Teardrops for one heart to carry on. way down at me.
Named after a particularly trashy 50s sci-fi flick, Question Mark and the Mysterians were simply bringing a sound that was very popular in central Mexico to the United States and giving it English lyrics. The cheesy Vox Jaguar organ replaced the accordion in a lot of Mexican popular music around this time, and all the Mysterians did was to play rock and roll instead of cumbias.
Hey!
It was simple. Question Mark, preferred being the Rolling Stones to being Los Tigres del Norte. But once again, the public was looking for more sophisticated things, just as the Mysterians were getting going. With their record company, the same one that had launched Chubby Checker, feeding them bad material to record, they disappeared. Today, Domingo Zamudio still lives in Memphis and was considering a Pharaoh's reunion when he found Jesus and decided not to. Question Mark and the Mysterians did reunite, but Rudy didn't want to make it permanent because he had a heavy metal band he wanted to put together. They left their mark, both of them, and moved on.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on.